Located just north of the Golden Gate Bridge, Sausalito is a town of roughly 7,000 people. Both mansions and cottages stack its hillsides, and the heralded houseboat community fills the waters of Richardson's Bay. Through conversations with fishermen, librarians, longtime locals, and first-time tourists, each episode of Dock of the Bay explores Sausalito through the voices and perspectives of its people. You're listening to Dock of the Bay, Stories of Sausalito, a collection of audio insights into one bayside city. I'm your host, Molly Cox.
Suspicious Subject, Crescienta Drive and Monte Mar Drive. A man wearing a reflective vest looked suspicious while sitting in a car with his anti-Obama bumper stickers at 5:33 p.m.
Every Wednesday, a new issue of the Sausalito Marin Scope is released, and with it, a new edition of the police log. It's one of the most popular sections of the local newspaper.
So I live for the Marin Scope. Whenever I possibly can, I have to get my current copy. It's only 50 cents.
And contains nearly every reported crime that the Sausalito police released to the media.
I get it so that I can read the police blotter, because I'm so taken with it, I'll read it to, like, my mom on the phone.
The crimes of the police log are diverse. They range from car burglaries to barking dogs. Soren Hamela, the editor-in-chief of the Marin Scope, writes a tagline of each bulletin, and when read regularly, the idiosyncrasies of Sausalito's crimes really shine through.
Thursday, July 17th. Unwanted customer, 300 block of Harbor Drive. A large seabird reportedly made himself at home at the Seahorse restaurant and wouldn't leave at 9:50 p.m. Friday, October 17th. Dude, where's my dinghy? 1200 block of Bridgeway. A man reported seeing his dinghy on the move without him between Sausalito and Tiburon at 12:05 p.m.
Sausalito's population hovers around 7,000 people. In towns this size, you get to know your neighbors pretty quick.
100 block of Bulkley Avenue. A neighbor has left harassing notes on a resident's car for the last 4 years, despite requests to stop. Monday, July 14th, civil dispute, Excelsior Lane. The details are hazy, but it appears a woman leaves notes on her own front door while a neighbor keeps taking them down. The woman also found a spoon when she arrived home at 10:50 a.m.
Once you know the neighbors, it's hard to unknow them, and before long it seems everyone knows everything about each other's business.
Sunday, March 24th. Freelance Recycling, Bridgeway. A caller wanted to know if the police wanted pictures of people stealing items from the recycle bin.
When assigned to protect and serve such a geographically small area, police can sometimes get lassoed into neighbor disputes and arguments about parking spaces and tree heights, and proper use of resources, as evidenced by a report taken on March 10th.
Light bulb thief, Cypress Place. Someone reportedly keeps unscrewing the light bulb on a resident's front porch, but this time the bulb was taken and note left telling the resident that their light was always on. Police took a report for a stolen light bulb at 12:28 a.m.
Sausalitans are aware of what's going on in their neighborhoods, and any and all suspicious characters are quickly reported.
Tuesday, July 15th. Suspicious person, Spencer Avenue. The man walking down Spencer with a duffel bag was just a college student walking home at 11:44 a.m.
In most cases, suspicious characters were harmless. Chauffeurs taking a break.
A suspicious man turned out to work for a limousine service.
Artists.
A citizen flagged down an officer to cite an artist in the park.
Eccentrics.
Now a man with ripped jeans playing a flute was spotted riding his bicycle.
Or people with a preference for boating at odd hours.
Sunday, May 4th. Suspicious kayakers. 200 block of Johnson Street. two fellows were spotted smoking and drinking as they paddled around the yacht harbor at 6:35 a.m.
After a couple of months of monitoring the police log, they can start to read a bit like a gossip column, with local characters thinly disguised and neighborhood disputes amplified. It gets more personal over time, and before long, even the casual reader can start to follow the adventures and misadventures of certain locals.
Wednesday, April 16th, unwanted subject, El Portal Street. Satanic worship and drug use were the topic of choice for a, quote, very aggressive man with a guitar who plopped down next to the ferry landing at 3:44 p.m.
A man playing music at the ferry terminal
reported a 60-year-old man with long white hair kicked over his instrument, completely ruining it. When police arrived, a witness called the incident a, quote, mutual kicking of each other's property. Saturday, August 9th, check the invisible box, 600 block of Bridgeway. One caller spotted a mime in the square and immediately called police at 11:55 a.m. Officers were unable to locate the mime. They were also not sure of any ordinances regulating pantomiming in Sausalito.
The existence and actual prevalence of mimes and street musicians in Sausalito suggests a certain freewheeling, panhandling mentality that comes along with tourist economies. It's a simple formula. Tourists equal tourist money. Tourist money equals panhandlers. And panhandlers equal a tendency towards noise disturbance and loosely defined street performance.
Tuesday, April 2nd. Too much banjo, El Portal Street. The same three chords played over and over again on a banjo were too much for a caller. Sunday, August 10th, noise disturbance, 600 block of Bridgeway. Now a clown was making balloon animals on the sidewalk at 2:10 p.m. He had a stereo that is very loud, but agreed to turn his music down.
From local and outsider perspectives, Sausalito is a safe town. No one ever gets too far out of line. All suspicious characters are quickly noted and usually gifted a bus pass or otherwise moved along by the authorities. Smash-and-grab style car burglaries are fairly common.
Another rental car was broken into at 7:44 p.m.
Smash-and-grab,
a thief 500 block of Bridgeway. This time, a wallet was removed from a rental car
via
another rental vehicle, another smashed window, and another lost Apple product.
But in terms of public safety, Sausalito is a place where law and order are well maintained. According to citydata.com, the crime rates in Sausalito have been significantly lower than the national average for all of the years on record. Citizens are quick to lend a hand or place a call, and all in all, the Sausalito police appear to be very helpful.
Officers assisted a citizen and provided a Band-Aid for a stubbed toe. Saturday, August 9th, locked out, Cloudview Road. A man working on his house accidentally locked himself outside at 3:46 p.m. Police let the man back inside the residence.
Print copies of the Marin Scope can be found in several locations around town. And for those not in the area, archive listings of the police bulletins can be found online at
marinscope.com/Sausalito_Marin_scope.
This episode has been a production of Radio Sausalito. The police log was read by Oakland-based performer Scott Vermeer. Many thanks to Soren Hemela for faithfully reporting Sausalito's crimes every week in the Marin Scope. And to the Sausalito Police Force for protecting and serving the community. I'm your host, Molly Cox. Be sure to tune into Dock of the Bay, Stories of Sausalito next week for more Sausalito insights.